Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Left to Trend for Yourself. That is courtesy of Kaka Shizzle on the Discord. Shout out to Kaka Shizzle. And a fairly appropriate, extremely appropriate short show title, because the first thing that's trending is, of course, the freezing cold snap across Texas. Texas is under a sheet of ice. And the citizens of Texas, as is the American style, are being left to fend for themselves.
What, like, I have, you know, shout out to my boy Chris, who lives in Austin, even though he left the valley to live there. And, you know, everybody has to move in their own pace. But I'm on my group thread with the homies. He was like, it's about to be like 20 or something in Austin. I'm like, is that normal? Like, what's
no?
Is that? Yeah, I know. He's like, nah. And I'm like, oh, okay. So that's a problem, right? I think, so what y'all are getting is fucking freak cold now?
Yeah, I think it's like once every 30 years they say something like this happens. But, I mean, they saw it coming. The power infrastructure, the buildings are just not built for it. But it also feels like one of those things where when you ask the American system to do anything other than, you know, function during a normal period, we tend to see some bad stuff happen. We obviously don't know the extent of it yet, but just anecdotally, like, there's an article in the Houston Cron just kind of interviewing different people who are stuck at home inside, just using 20 blankets and like huddling together with their family.
Damn.
And those are like the lucky ones,
right?
Because they actually have the blankets and like,
versus people like blankets in Texas.
Yeah, there are people who are dying because they used a coal burning grill to try and heat their house, and that will kill you with CO2 poisoning. But yeah, it's brutally cold in a place where, you know, the buildings aren't built to keep out the cold, and where, you know, the people aren't necessarily accustomed to it. And the power system has been just completely overloaded, and lots of places have been without power for hours and hours and even days in some cases.
Damn. Well, Zeit Gang in Texas, hope y'all are safe and as warm as you can be.
Yeah.
Because that is fucking awful to hear. And shit. Like, it's just, this is, again, America, you know? They think you know something's going to happen. And you're like, well, let's brace for impact.
Yeah.
And then let the weak ones fall off, and then we'll go from there, rather than like, let's prepare, make sure everyone's okay, and get through this together.
Yeah. The it's a slow motion like car crash, but it seems like other countries are better able to cope and react quickly. And America, especially when it comes to the less fortunate.
It's also like the pendulum swinging back and forth from like the governor's mansion in that state, where they're like, you know, the talks out of the GOP and that's your like secession.
Right.
And now it's like, I need money, Joe. Like, well, come on now. You know, you don't like that's not so stop saying that shit out loud. Like, you like, which one is it? Because if you if you have that energy on the Twitter, then you better have that energy when you fucking need something, obviously. But that's at the expense of the people in the state that have don't want anything to do with that. But shit. Saw the rhetorical game plan is still so stupid with this shit.
Wall Street Journal editorial board had an editorial about how this is what happens when you try and do too much renewable energy, because coal burning energy would have been more reliable in this case.
Oh, yeah. I know there was something about like they were fucking coming after windmills and shit.
Yeah. Windmills are frozen. It's like, okay, oh, that's.
Yeah.
Maybe if it wasn't a like libertarian Mad Max wasteland where every person fended for themselves, we would be in a better spot.
Right.
But yeah, go ahead with your more houses should be burning coal. All right. In less serious news, well, depending on who you are, the movie Cruella is coming, and a very shitty looking poster was just released.
Wait, that's actually the poster for the Cruella de Vil film?
Yes. It's Emma Stone as Cruella de Vil, young Cruella.
Is that an anarchy A for the A in Emma?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's like a star. Like, they're trying to be cheeky and be like, no, it's not. It's a star. But if you saw that, it's pretty metal, right? I don't know. Cool.
Interesting. It looks like a bad magazine, like a bad.
It's hard to look at.
Yeah, it's really a poorly constructed ad. But
because it's not even like, you know, I hate to put on my photographer hat here, but like, this is so blown out. She has no features on her face at all. And it looks like this weird, it looks like shitty marketing from the like turn of the 21st
century.
Yeah,
I was saying it's like, it looks so like a bad magazine ad.
I would be pissed if I was Emma Stone. I'm like, yo, I'm about to be someone iconic, visual, like this character, Cruella de Vil, and you got me looking like a fucking Jordache jeans ad at the mall from 86?
There's also a promo photo where she's like holding the leashes of three Dalmatians and is like backed by two henchmen that actually looks sort of dope. So
okay.
It's just a bad poster.
Didn't we kind of talk about this briefly when JM wrote a piece, I think, on just like weird prequels we didn't need?
Yeah.
Because there was like, wasn't there going to be like a Saruman prequel or some shit? We're like, we don't even
can't
know
get enough.
This shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, with Cruella, like what are we going to find out about her?
She's an anarchist, man. Yes. Yeah. Anarchists lead to puppy murder, bro. Straight
line.
Shit.
Yeah.
A to or B.
Right. She's like, nah, she's actually a hero. Like, she married this like wealthy dude and ran out the clock, inherited his money, and started giving it out to the community. And then people got the wrong idea about her. And then they tried to paint her like this puppy smoker.
Right, right, right. I mean, they did one with Angelina Jolie, right? Where she was the Wicked Witch from Sleeping Beauty, I think.
Yes.
Maleficent.
Yes.
And I did not see that. But I don't think it's like a hero's journey where like Maleficent like comes around and turns out to be the hero in the end.
Damn it.
I know.
That's what you want. You want Cruella to
vote on that.
Put that cigarette extendo filter down, you know? Mm.
Yeah. Will she be smoking? That's a big one. Or will she be vaping like the kids these days? Am I right, Miles?
Dude, but like imagine on one of those still very long filter extenders, but like a fucking jewel on the end of it. You're like, okay, Cruella, we see you.
Yeah, yeah. King Cake is trending, as is Ash Wednesday.
As is Monday Tuesday. For all the real
Monday Tuesday.
For all the Christians out there, get it in, baby, before Lent kicks off. Get it in.
The very broke sacrificial part of the Catholic lifestyle where, I mean, I don't know, like some Catholics take it super serious, but in my experience, the Lenten like thing that you abstained from was always, you know,
easy.
It was pretty easy.
Yeah. I remember like when I was going, you know, cause I went to Catholic high school, they would be like, so what is everyone giving up for Lent? And I would like halfway pretend I was doing it just because I didn't want to be like, I don't believe, I will be giving up video games.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And then the other times, like I remember friends would like give up shit that they weren't even doing. Like, yo, that's like, do you even fuck with God at that point? Like,
right.
Like give some shit up, right?
No, it's a technicality, man.
I'm giving up broccoli. So what are you going to do? What do you want me to do about it?
Yeah. It's like the dress code at church. It's like you can be as formal and like on it as you want to be, but it's the things have changed, things have relaxed a little bit.
Yeah,
the McFish at the
Filet-O-Fish
as some people call it is no longer probably like selling out on Fridays like it used to, or selling out during Lent like it used to.
I mean, I remember, yeah, like I had the Catholic neighbors. So like if I was over there on a Friday during Lent, I remember like the parents come back with the fucking bag secured full of fishes. Oh, yeah. They weren't fucking around.
For sure. Fish fries.
For Lent? Okay. Yeah. Catch me fucking up those 40 days and nights. I remember too. I learned the Hail Mary by osmosis being in that house.
Yeah.
From hearing it so much.
I remember one time my mom gave up chocolate and we were in New York City, after a Knicks game, and it was like, it hit midnight and she was like, all right, Jim, you stay right here. And like went into the store and brought out a bag of peanut M&Ms. I was like, hell yeah, mom.
They're like, we don't know this place. Get like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to this bodega.
Very dangerous area. But
the fiends are leant up against the metal rail. Like, nonsense, I need this chocolate.
Yeah. I haven't given up anything in a while. Maybe I should think about it this year.
Me, I'm giving up negativity.
Hey, bro.
You know, putting
love
that down.
To hear it.
You know?
Speaking of negativity, Amy Cooper had the charges dropped against her. Amy Cooper, the woman who accosted the
Birdwatcher Becky.
So she had it was like a misdemeanor charge against her of like filing a false report. And the prosecutor decided she'd had enough. She went to 5 sessions with a racial like sensitivity counselor. And the counselor was like, she's changed. It's an emotional experience.
Quote,
for
a moving experience.
Yeah.
A moving experience. Like, as in, I'm moving out of New York to a place where I'm not going to get canceled for harassing black men in a park. Yeah. Cool. I mean, you know, we don't have to throw people in jail all the time for nothing. Obviously, you want some degree of restorative justice, but like, there's just something to like this whole thing when you're like, okay, person harasses black man in park, then takes classes and all is forgiven.
Right.
Like, it's like, you almost want there to be like another layer of checking up on these people where like, you do like, what's that ABC show? What would you do?
What would you do?
You know what I mean? And you set her up all over again. And will she come out the other side not being whack and ignorant? And if you fuck that up, you're like, oh, I'm sorry, Ma. You are off to fucking racist island.
You are on to something right there.
You know what I mean?
That's what they need to do. That'd be a great YouTube show. Like, you couldn't legally get away with it as ABC, but if a YouTube like prank show was just like setting people up to
just old, quote unquote, recovered racists, and then you just a quick pop in with them. We'll see what happens when I ask them if they will buy any candy to support my high school team.
I've told the story about how when I was an intern at ABC News, I like wrote the first treatment for that.
Yes, that's why I brought segment. It up.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a lob. That's the Shawshank redemption there. Yeah. I threw that lob,
the Shawjack.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, this does feel like just remembering the feeling of watching that video at a time like when
shit was piling up,
and it just felt like she was trying to do harm when she was doing that. She was trying to use violence against this person, and to just like let it go with like some racial sensitivity training just feels.
I want to know more about like her idea of the concept of like weaponizing white womanhood, like to commit these transgressions, like about that, the power dynamics of it, rather than like, do you know, like that black people are people too? Like, was that what was the extent of these therapy sessions or whatever? But you know what? That's done and dusted, because we've got even wilder racists to worry about. So. Mm.
Yeah. I need proof she wasn't at the Capitol.
And again, look, if we got Zeitgang out there, like, let's create a network of checkers uppers.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to check in on people real quick, just to make sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like homegirl, the who had the daddy hat on. You know, she's fucking up. She's fucking up immediately.
Like right now, probably.
She's fucking up.
As
right.
we record this, almost definitely. As you're listening to this also, once again. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this Tuesday afternoon. We hope you guys are staying safe, staying warm out there. And it's not just Texas. Texas is getting a lot of the headlines, but it's basically like everywhere.
The middle of America.
Yeah, the middle of America is struggling. So shout out to all y'all.
Yeah.
We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeitgang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.